Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, President's Day, February 15th, and we've got race results from the opening Masters Cycle League in Northern California, as well as Southern California, and some great race interviews with some athletes out there. Race results also from the Boulevard and Red Trolley weekend in Southern California, and upcoming events, both road and off-road.
All right, the entire field all together, and we're going to hear a bell on this lap. This is the Masters 35 Plus and MCL. Attention riders, this is a preem lap, a gift certificate for private tasting for four. Private tasting for four at Vintners Collective. Private tasting for four for Vintners Collective. This is a $100 value, and it also includes a tub of Cytomax to the leader of the next lap.
Let's get into our race results right now. The Masters Cycle League opened up in Northern California on February 7th with a Cherry Pie Criterium in Napa. The early breakaway slipped off the front, including Dan Martin of the Safeway Bicycles Plus Pure Red team, who scored both preems. That was 2 points in the first preem, 2 points in the second preem for his team, and also picking up the 8-point win at the end, putting Safeway in the lead with 30 points over HDR Racing, presented by Lombardi Sports, with 10 points. Third Pillar and Fightin' Bobas are tied behind on February 7th. That was at the Northern Cal Masters Cycle League Cherry Pie Criterium. On February 14th, the Masters Cycle League opened up with the Roger Milliken St. Valentine's Day Memorial Criterium in Brea. A lot of teams signing up for that event. The first preem being picked up by Amgen UBS Elite Masters. 2 points for them, and then later Showair Sonnens, last year's defending MCL champions, countered by picking up the 2 points in that preem as well. But at the end, it was 8, 6, and 4 additional points for Amgen UBS Masters. Herbalife Lagrange picking up 7, and the current standings now are in first place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters with 20 points. Second place, Herbalife Lagrange with 7 points. Third place, Team Redlands with 5 points. Fourth place, Showair Sonnens with 4 points. Fifth place, South Bay Wheelman, picking up 3 points by Sean Watkins. California Pools DeWalt in sixth place with 1 point. And tied for seventh each, Fog Racing Team Alliance and Team Possibilities, all tied up there. That's the Masters Cycle League at the Roger Milliken Memorial St. Valentine's Day Criterium. Also on February 6th and 7th weekend, Southern California hosted the Boulevard Road Race on Saturday, February 6th. The Road Race Men's Category 1, 2, and Pros, 5th place going to Herbalife Lagrange's Luis Alejandro Zamudio. 4th place going to Team Pista Palace's James Gunn Wilkinson. 3rd place picked up by Bahati Foundation Elite Cycling Team's Devin Dunn. 2nd place picked up by Floyd Landis. And your winner from Holoesco Partners Felt Garmin, Caleb Fairley. In the Women's Pro and Amateur 1-2-3 race, 5th place going to Cola Vida Outback Steakhouse Las Vegas's Kirsten Darley. 4th place picked up by Swami Cycling's Leah Bellamy. 3rd place going to Treads.com DFT Lindsay Bradshaw Sandoval. 2nd place picked up by ATF Empower Coaching Systems' Dotsie Bosch. And your winner from InCycle SC Velo, Catherine Donovan. In the Boulevard Road Race Masters, 35 and over, Amgen UBS Elite Masters picking up the top 4 places. 3 of the top 4 places, actually. Amgen UBS Elite Masters' Christy Markey, 4th place. 3rd place, also Amgen UBS Elite Masters' Chance Fiedler. 2nd place, Franco Factory Team's Tony Brady. And your winner, Thurlow Rogers. Junior racing also going on out at Boulevard Road Race. 6th place in the junior men's ages 17 to 18. Picked up by Team 5311 Coffee's Jeffrey Gunn. 5th place, Showair Sonnens' Christopher Wyman. 4th place, Travieso's Isaac Galerio Gario. Third place, Showair Sawnance's Kevin McQuaid. Second place going to Marcos Morales. And your winner from Showair Sawnance, Michael Sheen. In the Masters, 45-plus at the Boulevard Road Race. Fourth place, California Pools Racing's DeWalt's Rob Messicher. Third place going to Big Orange Cycling's Joseph Weninger. Second place, Rad Sports Cycling Team's Mike Halusa. And your winner from Big Orange Cycling, David Worthington. Now, I understand during that race at that time of day, the Masters 45, the Category 4s, and a number of riders were just dumped on by these horrible, horrible downpours of rain and just soaking wet the entire race. It was an epic event down there in Boulevard this year where you can get extreme weather conditions. And these guys toughed it out there at the Boulevard Road Race. In the women's Category 3s and 4s, California Pools Racing DeWalt's Chelsea Mason picked up fifth place. Fourth place going to Pull Through Racing's Cynthia Shorgen. Third place going to Pull Through Racing's Joy Dirksen. Second place, Team Dude Girl Cole Nagos, Angela Wimberly. And your winner from Fast Friday, Lisa Campbell. In the men's Category 3s, fourth place going to Connor McKechnie. Third place, San Diego Cyclovets' Mitchell Hall. Second place, Team VeloSport Club's Marco Arocha. And your winner, ArtsCyclery.com, Wild Horse Wines, Miles Lemon. And in the Boulevard Road Race, men's Category 4s, 10th place going to Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Jay La Riviere. Ninth place, Coates Cyclery Racing Team's Taylor Vaccari. 8th place, Team Beecher Plus, Sean Nilsson. 7th place, going to Team Rancho's Jonathan Hornbeck. 6th place, Citrus Valley Velo's Roman Gamma. 5th place, going to Brian Miller. 4th place, picked up by Herbalife Lagrange's Nick Gillock. 3rd place, Trisport Cycling's Eclipse Racing's Marco Menchaca. And 2nd place, being picked up by PAA Remax, Henry Valenzuela III, and your winner from Moment Cycle Sport, Brian Wilson. In the San Diego County area on the following day, February 7th, the sun gave everybody a break from the weather, a nice sunny day, and the men's Red Trolley Classic was held. This is a Criterion men's Category 1, 2s, and pros. 5th place, taken by Herbalife Lagrange's Raul Frias. 4th place, Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's Andrew Salcedo. 3rd place, going to Bahati Foundation Pro Cycling Team's Hilton Clark. 2nd place, Team Pista Palace, Eric Marcotti. And your winner, also from Bahati Foundation Pro Cycling Team, Rahsaan Bahati himself. In the women's Pro and Category 1, 2, 3's Red Trolley Classic. 5th place, picked up by Aqua AL2, San Diego Bike Club's Trina Jacobson. 4th place, picked up by Helens Cannondale's Karen Meske. 3rd place, going to Paramount Racing's Hillary Crowley. 2nd place, South Bay Wheelman's Rebecca Quinn. And your winner from ATF Empower Coaching Systems, Dotsie Bausch. In the Masters 35+, 7th place going to Showair Sawnance's Ibn Benadi. 6th place going to Franco Factory Team's Richard Simidoro. 5th place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters Michael Johnson. 4th place, DeWalt Racing's Eric Hollenbeck. And the top three swept by Amgen UBS Elite Masters. 3rd place, Aaron Gadia. 2nd place, Christy Markey. And your winner, Randall Coxworth. At the Red Trolley Classic, Men's Amateur Category 3s. 4th place, Now MS Society's Daniel Katz. 3rd place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Thomas Ferrara. 2nd place, going to Wolfpack Cycling's John Abbott. And your winner, Connor McCutcheon. The Masters 45+, 4th place, California Pools DeWalt's Dennis Andrews. 3rd place, going to Amgen UBS Elite Masters, John Walsh. 2nd place, Radsport Cycling's Stephen Gregorios. And your winner, also from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers. Men's Category 4s. In fourth place, Bike Palace back on tracks, Mark Abercrombie. Third place, Team Touches, Wiley Dolmage. Second place going to UC Irvine's Chuck Edwall III. And your winner, Team Beecher Plus's Sean Nielsen. That was the Red Trolley Classic.
Okay, and we're here at the women's pro racing right now. We've got a two-place supreme, did he say? We got one rider off the front, Olivia Dillon. There she is.
With one of our premes.
She's off the front by about 20 bike lengths.
Hard out there. And there she goes, Olivia Dillon gets your first premium. The second is going to be the Sugar CRM rider, 2-9-6, taking that home.
Olivia Dillon picking up that premium in the women's pro race.
We got some race results now for the Roger Milliken Memorial St. Valentine's Day Criterium. Women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s. 5th place, SC Velo's Beatrice Rodriguez. 4th place, Herbalife Lagrange's Sarah Painter. 3rd place, Helen's Cannondale, Karen Mesk. 2nd place, InCycle SC Velo's Catherine Donovan. And your winner, Heather Jackson. Masters 35 plus, picking up 7th place, Sean Watkins. 6th place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Michael Johnson. 5th place, Team Redlands, Craig Turner. 4th place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Randall Coxworth. 3rd place, Herbalife Lagrange, Ralph Frias. 2nd place, Team Helens, Rudy Napolitano. And your winner, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Chris DeMarkey.
Attention riders, we've got a racing
in the Masters 45 plus, in 7th place, Wolfpack Cycling's Ted Rupp. 6th place going to Henry Schaaf. 5th place going to Fog Racing's Kevin Kruger. 4th place, Rad Sport's Alan Flores. 3rd place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters' John Walsh. 2nd place, Rad Sport Cycling's Stephen Gregorius. And your winner, BGM Sports Schroeder Irons' Burt Glennon. Women's category 3s and 4s. 4th place, Terry Ann Arner. 3rd place, Metal Mountain's Sarah Bell. 2nd place, Slow Nexus, Jim One's Sherry Baldwin. And your winner from Echelon, Santa Barbara, Avalon Jenkins Balker. Be sure and visit our Bike Sport Radio website at bikesportradio.us for updates and all the information about Bike Sport Radio and what it's all about here on Internet Radio. We've got some upcoming events in off-road racing. The 16th Annual Southridge Winter Series continues. That will be coming up on February 20th and 21st on Saturday and Sunday. It's cross-country, downhill, four-cross, and Super D as well. Cross-country racing is on Saturday. And there's also Super D racing on Saturday and Super D practice as well as the four-cross race. And the downhill is on Sunday. For all information about the Southridge Winter Series presented by Shimano, check out southridgeusa.com. At the Velodrome, at the Home Depot Center, the Lavra Cup continues on April 3rd, May 1st, June 19th, and July 24th. Category for men's categories are racing for men's 1s, 2s, and 3s, women's 1s, 2s, and 3s, masters 45s, and Masters 55s. These Omniums begin at 3 p.m. Registrations from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. for these Omniums, as well as Madison's at the Lavra Cup. That's the Los Angeles Velodrome Racing Association. Visit lavelodrome.org for complete details on the Lavra Omnium and Omnium Cup coming up. Also coming up on Saturday, February 20th, the 5th Annual Imperial Classic, presented by the Imperial Valley Velo Club and hosted by the city of Imperial, California. That's in Southern California. IVVelo.com for all details on that race. The racing starts at 7 a.m. with the men's beginners, and there are races for juniors as well, starting as young as age 10, starting at 8:20 a.m., all the way up to the feature event of men's pros and top amateurs at 3:10 p.m. They'll be competing for a $1,500 cash prize list to 15 places. That's the men's pros feature event at 3:10, and again, the entire event, racing for all categories all day at the 5th Annual Imperial Classic on Saturday, February 20th. Visit ivvelo.com for all details on the Imperial Classic. And on Sunday in Central Cal, for the first time ever, open to USA cycling racers, the 2010 Cal Poly Campus Criterium, as well as the first collegiate national championship crit course ever held. That's right on campus, on the campus of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Racing starts at 7:30 with the beginners, Category 5 men's, and the feature pro races at noon, pro women at 11:50. And you can find out all details on that upcoming event, the 2010 Cal Poly Campus Criterium, at scnca.org. And that's on Sunday, February 21st.
So we're here with the winner of the Roger Milliken Memorial St. Valentine's Day Criterium, the Category 4. It's Danny, what's your name?
Dan Coblin.
Dan Coblin, congratulations. You rolled away solo. And tell us about a couple of races you did as the fives recently, you said?
Poor Kids and Boulevard, first place on both of those.
First place on both of those for the season. They upgraded you just this year then? And
After seven races.
Okay. And
early upgrade.
Right. And this race was
this Cat 4.
Your first Category 4 race. Wow. Now, when did you go off? About 10 to go, or how many laps to go?
I think it was 6 or 7. It was a preem lap. I went off, you get a preem, and then nobody came. So I just kind of, tried to hold the pace.
Right, you won the preem and then just kept going. Didn't look back, huh?
Well, I was looking back.
You were looking back.
I'm not going to dig deep if they're right on my heels.
Right.
No, I'll sit and wait for the sprint like any good idiot.
How was the wind? There was some wind out there a little bit, and you just put your nose.
Yeah, when you're hurting.
Yeah.
It just waits until it feels bad, and then it pushes you a little bit.
Right on. Oh, you're cramping now. All right, Danny, good job with the race. Congratulations. We'll be on Bike Sport Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Here with the Category 45, and they're coming up.
Got a great green prize, 10 inner tubes, that's right, 10, a whole year's supply of tubes, that's 10 tubes from BikeTubes.net. Don't have to worry about another tube, you guys, 10 inner tubes, donated by BikeTubes.net. Check them out here at the races, BikeTubes.net, putting up a box of 10 tubes.
We're here at the Roger Milliken Memorial St. Valentine's Day Criterium, and we're coming up on the finish for the women's 3-4. They're just about to come around the final bend. Here they come.
Now around the final turn.
Come on, Sarah,
here we go. Elbows down. Heads are popping. Skin suit zippers are popping. The women's 3-4 are rocking. And now as we drive to the line, taking this sprint, it is going to be congratulations. She wins. Avalon Jenkins Barker, congratulations, our unofficial winner. No one was going to beat Avalon today, picking up three preem sprints and the final sprint as well. Keep the track clear. All these women need to be scored in. Keep the track clear. Avalon Jenkins, the unofficial winner today. Brad House wins off the front of the group.
Four laps to go now, and attention riders, this is a two-place preem, $20 cash for first, and a Bontrager Light tire for second. $20 for first, a Bontrager Light tire for second, a two-place preem at four laps to go. Two-place preem, $20 cash for first, and a Bontrager Light tire for second, a two-place preem, and four laps to go. This is a two-point preem for Masters Cycle League only. Two-point preem for Masters Cycle League only. MCL teams only. 2 points. 2 points. Amgen Giant Masters going for the 2 points. That'll tie them with Show Air Sonnets. 5-4 team picks up 2 points. Randall Coxworth for the Masters Cycle League. And they are tied with Show Air Sonnets now at 15 minutes to go.
Okay, attention riders, Master Cycle League points, 2 points to leader next lap, 2 points to the leader of the next lap, points for Master Cycle League, 2 points, 2 point cream to the leader of the next lap, 2 points to the leader of the next lap, and 17 minutes to go, 2 points to the leader next lap for Master Cycle League only. They've been caught, look at this. The breakaway has been caught on a preem lap. This is a preem lap. A bottle of Sports Splash fragrance to the leader of this lap. Sports Splash fragrance going to Amgen Giant Masters 517, Christy Markey. Congratulations, Christy Markey. Picking up the Sports Splash at 31 minutes to go. Get the Trek Sonic helmet, and we're going to do a double preem again. Also, preem again. Bottle of Sports Splash to the leader next lap. Bottle of Sports Splash to the leader next lap. Bottle of Sports Splash to the leader of the next lap. Then 561 picks up the Trek Sonic helmet. And a bottle of Sports Splash to the leader of the next lap. Okay, there they are. Look at this. They might actually survive. These guys are off the front. Rudy Napolitano, Christy Markey, one lap to go. Put your hands together for Amgen Giant, UBS, Elite Masters, and Team Helens. One lap to go. They may actually survive. And here's the rest of the peloton. One lap to go now. One to go. Ironfly leading the chase. One lap to go. 532. Greg Lonergan from Ironfly leading the chase. They can see the breakaway right up the road at one lap to go. Here we go. Rudy Napolitano, and they come across arm in arm, making it difficult for the officials. One and two, and there's the rest of the field coming by. It looks like Helens, 522, picking up the field win. Ralph Rias. And Chris DeMarkey, Rudy Napolitano, holding them off in that breakaway, one and two.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, the entire field all together, and we're going to hear a bell on this lap. This is the Masters 35 Plus and MCL. Attention riders, this is a preem lap, a gift certificate for private tasting for four.
Private tasting.
Private tasting for four at Vintners Collective. Private tasting for four for Vintners Collective. This is a $100 value, and it also includes a tub of Cytomax to the leader of the next lap. Got approximately 1.1 mile course out here, and the Masters 35 Plus going for a preem now, and who is it going to be? And we've got some action now. We got about six riders off the front with a little bit of a breakaway, and there is your preem winner, head bobbing specialized, number 749, picking up that preem. And that is Christopher Phipps. Picks up that preem, and we got about six guys trying to work a break now off the front in the Masters 35 Plus. Christopher Phipps, congratulations for that preem in the Masters 35s. Okay, and that breakaway, look at this, the breakaway's gaining some distance on the field. And attention riders, this is going to be a points preem only for Masters Cycle League. The Masters Cycle League. This is Masters Cycle League. 2 points for league members only. Masters Cycle League, 2 point preem. 2 points for Masters Cycle League teams only. So if you're not on a Masters Cycle League team, this is a 2-point preem, riders, for Masters Cycle League. 2 points for Masters Cycle League only. These go to your team. 2 points to the leader next lap for the Masters Cycle League. Okay, and the rest of the peloton just came through the chicane, and they are going to be doing their finish. The rest of the peloton, this is 7th and on place in the peloton, and here they come, clear the course. In the Masters 35 Plus, pack finish right here. The rest of the pack coming by. Is that Safeway in the front? I can't tell. Or is it Specialized? It is a Specialized rider. 732 in the peloton. That's Dean LaBerge. Team Specialized Racing Masters in the pack. That was the pack finish right there in the Masters 35 Plus. And we're also here with Team Cliff Bar at the start staging area of the Pro Men's and Category 1s and 2s. And I'm here with, what's your name?
Joe Iannarelli.
Joanna?
Joe Iannarelli.
Oh, Joe. Okay, Joe Iannarelli. All right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about your team real quick.
They're based out of Berkeley. They're the famous like food company for cycling. That's about it. There's about six of us out here today, so we'll see what happens.
Cool. You guys good climbers? Because this has got a hill in it. It's not your normal criterium.
Yeah, we have a couple people that can climb. Jocks can climb. Mark can climb. But I think it's who can climb and sprint, so we'll see.
Right. Anybody out here you're worried about that's pretty strong to race against? No?
maybe the Yahoo or Cal Giant.
Okay. Cal Giant, Barry Farms. All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, we're here on Bike Sport Radio with the Masters 35 Plus, one of the finishers in the Masters Cycle League, and 35 Plus in the breakaway. Dan Martin, how you doing, Dan? How do you feel after the race?
I feel good. You know, the break was actually most of the strong guys, so it was...
Right, you made the breakaway. Made it in the breakaway.
Like 12 seconds on it, then we just kind of smooth rotation, and it's actually easier when you're in a group of guys similar fitness just riding away. So we got like a 30 second gap, and then that was, you know, and then it's tactics about coming to the line.
Right. Did you have good team support in the rest of the peloton too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The only drawback from our side was that they had two Specialized in the break. So they had Larry and Billy, and it's two strong guys. So
right, we saw Larry Nolan up there too in the field as well. And six is just about right. To how about negotiating that chicane down there?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we had Mike Sayers and Chad, very very good cyclists. So you just follow their wheels. I mean, it was pretty smooth all around. Yeah, and, you know, I got the team back there. We had like six guys back there making sure that the brakes stuck.
And you also scored all the points for the Masters Cycle League team points, the points preems. You got two points in the first one and then 2 points in the second one. And how'd you end up finishing at the end? I didn't see your finish.
Do you want me to talk about that?
The finish.
And overall fourth place.
Okay, right? Cool.
So
cool.
There was some very good going on in the end that were little bit questionable, but you know, it's always like that in the bike race.
Yeah, I heard. All right, congratulations with the race. Good job.
Thanks a lot.
Here with Team Safeway, and what's your name?
Nick Theobald.
All right, good job. You guys rode the Masters Cycle League, and it looks like you're fielding some other teams. Nick, a little quick run through about the team. Tell us a little bit about the team, real quick.
So this is my first year on the squad, but they've been around for basically about 5 or 6 years, mainly focusing on Masters races, but we also do the Pro 1-2 races, so a lot of us are doubling up today and getting a lot of exercise.
All right, very good. And Safeway's your title sponsor?
Title sponsor, Pure Red Creative. They're the marketing and branding that do for Safeway, and then Bicycles Plus out of Folsom is our bike shop sponsor.
The official bike shop, cool.
Yeah, they're great. They really do as well, and then Specialized treats us really well, too. So we've got a really good support from a good set of sponsors.
All right, and you'll be here on Bike Sport Radio, Internet Radio, about bike racing. You'll be on the radio. Anything else you want to add?
Thanks for coming out, and thanks for putting together this Masters competition.
All right, thanks for racing. All right, thanks a lot. Good luck. Okay, here we go. Here's the lead motor, and here they come. Let the announcer take it.
Trying to make a play right now, but low in the drops. It's going to be winning easy. Hand in the air, and a classy gesture there by rider 907, taking the win.
Harley Constantine taking the win.
Showing the number one sign. Congratulations to him.
Harley Constantine, Masters Category 4s and 5s, out here at the Cherry Pie Criterium.
So what's Bike Sport Radio?
More racers here. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We're on internet radio, and we broadcast on alternate Mondays. And I'm here with the Yahoo team. And what's your name?
Dirk Copeland.
Dirk Copeland. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the team.
Team just came about last year. We're putting everything together. We got a great group of guys. We got some young guys that are up and coming, and we got some old veterans. So we got a good disposition. Everyone's really easy to work with, and everyone wants to just go out there and win the race today.
Yeah, all right. The kits look nice and clean. It just says Yahoo all over them, black and purple. All right, what do you think of this course?
They're actually, the kits are going to change here. Like, we have a little different design in the future. So, right. But this right now is the corporate club kit, and we're gonna be rolling it for the first couple weeks.
Cool. All right, anything else you want to add about the kit or the team, or what do you think of the course?
Great course. I've been out here the last 3 years. We've won it on past years, but actually, you know, the weather's great. Everyone's a little bit worried about rain, but looks like it's going to be a great day for
it is. It's gorgeous. The sun is shining in Napa, and the ground is dry. What more can you ask for? All right, good luck with your race, Dirk.
Maybe just a cherry pie.
Yeah, there you go. Cherry pies for the winners. All right. Thanks, Dirk. Good luck.
Thank you. What was your name?
And we're on the line still with the staging area of the Pro Men's Category 1s and 2s, and I'm here with a state champion. What's your name?
Eric Fisher.
Eric Fisher. All right. You're getting ready to race. You're a Category 1 or 2 or Pro?
Category 2.
All right. Cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
U23 state champ. Road race. This is my fourth year racing. And we're racing with Cliff Bar this year.
Okay. I saw some rest of the Cliff Bar team here, too. I guess they'll be supporting you in the race, too, as well, in the U23. Anything else you want to add or plugs for your team or anything? What do you think of this course? It's kind of like a road course, huh? A little climb?
Yeah, we've got a little climb to kind of mix it up, but there's no illusions that I can, you know, it's not really a climber's race.
No, it's climb's too short, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with your race today, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, Kettery 1-2s. They are off.
This is our final race of the day. These are our pros 1-2 categories. You are about to see a blistering pace set by this field. Some real talent on hand to contest this. Right here is Tyler Dibble of that Yahoo squad.
Here's the lead
right
breakaway in the pros.
Polanski
and Dibble.
Both hungry for a nice win in the cherry pie.
U23s, under 23s.
Roll it up. Meanwhile, another Yahoo rider. That's Adam Swinters right there coming forward. And then Dan Martin leading this chase group behind him. Rider 76, Ryan Eastman. So some real heavyweights, youngsters, at the front of this bike race right now, making it known that the cherry pie this year may be one for the youngsters. And then meanwhile, 22 has done a lion's share of the chasing for that main field. Tim Farnham, we've called his name a couple of times, making a play for that most aggressive rider award, as he does not want to just sit back and let things happen. He's going to try to make the race, and we'll honor that with a cycle gladiator wine of his choice, should he be an animator going forward.
And two to go now for the Pro Men's, and Mooney and a break of about 11 are off the front. Let's go to our announcer here.
There's Sayers again at the front. He's been at the front for two laps now. Himself making a play for that Cycles Gladiator Most Aggressive Rider Award. Also known as Rider 54 with a camera mounted on his helmet. That's pretty cool. Hopefully he'll share that URL on the NCNCA site.
Rest of the field going through right there. Two laps to go.
Nothing like a bird's eye view of all the action, like only a helmet can provide that first-person experience. We got 13 up front. We had a Yahoo rider trying to get free all by himself, Philip Mooney. Did it work? It looks like not. He was closed down, and we are all together 13 strong right now. And we see a California Giant rider. I think that might be Swinters, rather, from the Yahoo squad, trying to make a play at it. It is number 16, that's not Swinters, I apologize. That's Tyler Dibble, our original breakaway artist. One lap to go, one to go for Tyler Dibble. Oh man, unbelievable to have energy left after being away so long. Meanwhile, by this point, the main field must know that ship has sailed and first place has gone up the roadway. It's going to be one of those 13 riders, which is quickly getting pared down, as we have single file down the back stretch. Looks like eight riders are now free. They've dropped four riders, so we got eight riders up front. As a bit of a disappointing look on some of the faces in this main field, they haven't been able to bring them back. back in time to contest the sprint for first place. So that's all she wrote for our main field. They'll finish their last lap, knowing that first place is gone to them at this point.
All right, coming up on the finish here in the Pro Men's, there is the breakaway in sight. And the lead motor.
And it does look like we have one person trying to get away. Two people are away right now as we approach the final ascent to this finish line. Right behind them were those chasing six, though, and we'll see it. We'll come down to two. It looks like as they're out of the saddle and in the drops, every ounce of energy poured into the pedals at this point. Leave nothing behind in your quest for victory. And we got a Yahoo rider trying to get free. Oh, big crash brings down.
Swift Rider was one of the riders that went down. The youngster, Ryan Eastman, getting tangled up with a different rider there who is on his back. We'll hope that he's okay as the main field pulls through. And a Yahoo Cyclist takes the group sprint as well. Yahoo Cycling, welcome to the professional peloton. Getting it done in the form of Dirk Copeland, your unofficial winner here in the final race of the 35th Cherry Pie Criterium 2010. Yahoo Cycling, big winners today after a dramatic last 25 meters crash there. And that rider received...
Okay, we're here with the start of the Pro Women's now at the Cherry Pie Criterium.
Okay,
and there's our announcer, and there's the whistle. They're off.
Pro 1, 2, 3 women, 45 minutes of time, Criterium Racing, and they are out like a shot, ladies and gentlemen, down this hill and out onto the back stretch of this course. We are going to see some nonstop action from our Pro Women today in the form of that four-strong Tibco squad, Brooke Miller, Allison Starnes, Devin Haskell, and of course, others out here on this course today. We'll talk more about that Tipco team shortly. Right now, enjoy some Blue Oyster Cult. Race, Tipco.
Team Tipco all over the front and the women.
Time and time again here, as they just dominate the front of the race. And Starnes has been such a workhorse. So many laps at the front of this bike race. And there's Garnier, second wheel, at your defending champion right there. Nestled between her two teammates, Starnes and Miller, as they watch out for her, hoping to deliver her to her second straight Cherry Pie win.
Okay, and we're here at the women's pro racing right now. We've got a two-place supreme, did he say? We got one rider off the front, Olivia Dillon. There she is.
With one of our premes.
She's off the front by about 20 bike lengths.
Hard out there. And there she goes, Olivia Dillon gets your first preem. The second is going to be the Sugar CRM rider, 2-9-6, taking that hole.
Olivia Dillon picking up that preem in the women's pro race. So the pro women's field in the Cherry Pie Crit is all together now, with Team Tibco still controlling the race, according to our announcer, and they're going to have one lap to go as they climb this hill at the Cherry Pie Crit.
Bell's going to ring, and it's going to give them the one lap to go, which means we are one lap from crowning our women's champion here. The bells are ringing, that means one to go, and the workhorse up front is Allison Starnes. She has turned herself inside out for her teammates, Megan Garnier and Brooke Miller. And rider 231 jostling for position, trying to get up front there. That was Anna Davenport. We haven't called her name. She's fourth wheel, right behind that Tipco train, looking to take some of their energy away, neutralize them, and try to get the win. It's going to be a tough, tough, tough task, though. Those are three of America's classiest cyclists up front in the forms of, in this order, Starnes, Garnier, and Miller.
All right, they're coming through the chicane now. There's the lead motor.
Somebody way off the front. It's got to be Brooke Miller, ladies and gentlemen. That's the U.S. former USA Criterium champion, making it look good right there. Brooke Miller, your winner, and a nice second place by that Webcor rider, Lauren Heck. So Brooke Miller delivered to the line successfully. Garnier was unable to defend, but the next best thing is her teammate comes home victorious. Man, Brooke Miller making it look very easy there. She is your champion. Here's Garnier. You think that they worked hard to put her in the position? Just absolutely burned, yet smiling as
usual. I'd expect nothing else out of Allison Starnes, one of the happiest and most upbeat pros on the circuit today. Congratulations to that entire Tipco team coming here to do what they needed and wanted to do, working it to a T. Here's that final Tipco rider. We'll talk about her a lot, Devin Haskell, but you'll hear about her as she learns under the tutelage of those veterans on that squad. Well done.
And we're here with more real racers at the Cherry Pie Criterium. We're here with the Wells Fargo team. What's your name?
Wells Fargo Private Bank.
Okay, cool. And your name is?
Mark Detterline.
Mark Detterline. All right. Thanks for coming here. And tell us a little about your team, maybe.
So over the last 4 years, we've been steadily trying to up the ante. We started with just three Cat 2s, and now we have a smattering of Cat 1s and 2s, and we've also built up the women's program, which consists of five really strong women, also ones and twos. And then we have an underlying club that supports us, so we have an additional 65 members, and all are expected to do a lot of racing every season.
Okay. Are you from Napa or San Francisco or Sonoma or anywhere
most
around?
Most of us are from the East Bay, but we have new members from Sacramento.
Cool.
So we're spread out a little bit more now as we brought on new talent.
All right. So welcome to the Cherry Pie. Anything you want to add, Mark?
No, we're just excited to be here.
All right. Wells Fargo, good luck to you on your race today. Thanks a lot.
Right. Thanks a lot.
The South Bay Bicycle Coalition is a nonprofit organization working to build a better, safer, and more bikeable South Bay, and is working exclusively for the thousands of cyclists throughout the South Bay. Through advocacy and education, the South Bay Bicycle Coalition brings together a diverse bicycling community in a united mission to make the South Bay region a safe and enjoyable place to ride. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition envisions a community that is a great place for year-round cycling, a South Bay with safer streets for children to get to school, and infrastructure that supports bicycle commuting, and an educated public that safely shares roads with cyclists. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition develops campaigns, programs, resources, and events to support bicycle-related advocacy and education. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition is here to unify all of the South Bay cities from El Segundo and Hawthorne to Carson and Palos Verdes, enabling the development of a master bike plan for the entire South Bay. Support us at southbaybikes.org or at our Facebook group, South Bay Bicycle Coalition, because the South Bay bikes.
Okay, so we bring another Bike Sport Radio show to a close today on President's Day. And we typically have an advocate issue, or in this case it's going to be a little tidbit of news. Last year, bicycle thefts in Los Angeles were over 2,000, numbered over 2,000 last year. Bicycle thefts are way up, according to LAPD. And to be honest with you, I think that's great, actually. That means more people are out there using bicycles. That's all it is. Naturally, as the bicycle usage increases, so will the thefts. So keep an eye on your bike out there. And maybe even pay a thanks to the bike messengers who reportedly detained two suspected teenage boys who were suspected bike thieves, took their wallets, keys, clothes and everything, and left them to fend for themselves in nothing but their underwear in downtown L.A. And I wonder if they'll be stealing bikes again. They reportedly they were picked up, and they reported that they were robbed. We don't condone street violence, but in any event, maybe the bike messengers got our backs. So we'll see you on the show next time. Remember, drive your bicycle just like you would a car, and everything will be just great. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio. She boarded